U.S. budget and require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American silence while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are the right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger to liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for individual and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what do to force us in the press to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. OpsGear, they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, got the gear. OpsGear.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations to support the body's own stem cell production and system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop hits. What about 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled InfidelArmor.com. Infidel body armor. Don't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? Told you it was. If I told you in March of 1991, the news was groundbreaking. If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to DrBeckProtocol.com. Call 928-853-2821.
Developed in a U.S. Army Special Forces soldier, Spartan blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool. Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades. Knives. Intent.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. The nation's Second Amendment. Dog anti-gunners. Get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we kick off the week on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. It sounded real smooth, didn't it? This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Batch. Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up, computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone via text. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. And with this, you can set up what you got going on during the day. Civil Dispatch, a spark from the herd of this type of action, if you will, is what they do unbidden based upon your locale. They're going to let you know about the things you can't plan for, that there's no way to even imagine. Flash flood, tornado, earthquake, terror attack, it doesn't matter. They're going to let out. In fact, you're going to first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way to not get this mission. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Have you ever looked at the Bill of Rights? I know we're being a set left center as far as the Second Amendment goes. But have you ever looked at the amendments to the Constitution and figured out exactly how they would do that? How much of a lift that would be? Now, when you're debating somebody who opposes the Second Amendment, no matter what they say, no matter they throw, no matter what they interest, you could say the following thing. You can ask them to defend the Ingram well-regulated and used and understood in the 18th century. You can define the English term people as it was used in under the 18th century. Define the English term bear arms as it was understood in the 18th century. Can you define the English word infringed? Time changes a killer in the chat room going, oh my God, it feels like it's 4 a.m. Now, all laws in fame control or against the segment are essentially moot. And if you think of it in that terms, it makes it a little easy to argue. Since the amendment itself indicates that the government is in fact prohibited from infringing on the civil and constitutionally protected right. And that being the case, this tells you the government has no authority to alter or modify or amend or appeal to bear arms by legislative action, executive order, or judicial order of the discussion. The only amendment they've ever rescinded was prohibition, which was never, that's not a, drink, not drinking, not a God-given. Telling me whether you can or can't. The only legal recourse they have for the right to keep and bear arms is to use Article 5 of the Constitution to amend the Constitution itself. Now, retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has proposed that the Second Amendment be amended as follows. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia shall not be infringed. Which is sort of silly if you're at arms and you're wearing uniforms and you're there to should the need arise. Sort of stupid to presume that you would be disarmed. And it would have been nice if the Right Honorable Justice Stevens had stated a little bit during the debates leading up to the adoption of the Second Amendment. Similarly intended wording was suggested. September 9, 1979, it was proposed that for the common defense be inserted following bearing arms. Ratification was defeated. A well-regulated the Senate passed a well-regulated militia being the security, the Second Amendment. The Bill of Rights was ratified on December 15, 1790, and in the 222 years there have been only 17 additional amendments, none of which alters the original 10, much less repeals them. Realistically, the first are natural rights. Even a successful effort to repeal their constitutional protection really does nothing to it. It doesn't repeal or revoke the right itself, only the constitutional protection of it. But the amendments that follow the bill are suits against states, election of the president, abolishment of slavery, due process, equal protection, voting rights, income tax, direct election of senators, prohibition of alcohol, women's voting rights, terms of office, repeal of prohibition, term limits, appointment of electors, abolishment of poll tax, succession to office, voting age, compensation of legislators. Notice that none of those, of course, are natural. I do think, let me rephrase that. 13, we shouldn't have ever had slavery. I know that was, rule of thumb back in those days. It's good that we got rid of it. Voting rights for everybody, that's good. The rest of it, I don't know. The 18th Amendment, which was the only one that's ever been rescinded, is the only amendment that was ever ratified with the intention of the federal government telling the American people something they were prohibited from doing. And that didn't work out very well. The intention of the Constitution itself was for the people to tell the federal government what it is authorized to do, Article 1, Section 8. And in the Bill of Rights, to tell the federal government what it was not authorized to do. And the existence of the 18th Amendment in of itself was somewhat anachronistic. No wonder it was the only one that had been repealed. The other amendments were alterations, adjustments, or additions to the establishment and operating instructions granted by the people to the federal government. So any attempt to modify or to repeal any of the Bill of Rights must be considered as a major precedent in constitutional modification. Article 5 doesn't limit what may be amended, but it does set a very high bar for ratification. 2/3 of Congress and 3/4 of states. Just about everybody's got to want it. I have enough for a new amendment, though. The 28th. Any enumeration of certain inalienable natural rights being necessary to the continued liberty of a free people. No branch of government or any government agency may modify, restrict, tax, or attempt to repeal any of the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. See, let them chew on that one for a little bit. That would make me very happy. I must guess in the next 2 hours, I don't know exactly what's going to be happening. We may be joined by Texas Law Shield. If they are, that'll be good. Final hour, my first guest ever with this show in studio, author Ben Phillips, going to be here on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. When my church runs me out of town,
nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. That multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently custom-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introduce the PFECT Ultra, the next generation filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFECT Ultra today by visiting PureFECTFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFECTFilters.com.
Salient Arm National. Salient takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple... That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor has told you about it. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Warping from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-393-4443. That is 1-800-139-443. Somebody I know out there, and I'm not going to mention his name, tried to write how he thinks Connecticut is going to come undone. And here's what I'll tell you about the kit coming undone. I have no idea how that's going to go. I have no idea what's going to precipitate that, and I don't think anybody knows. Ed Peruta told me he doesn't know, but this is what I do know. Once it starts, I know how that's going to go. Now, the own writer says that he does not believe that there will be a doorstep firefight between the gunners and the state or federal police when they come to confiscate their assault rifle or high cap mad. He finds that unlikely. I find it interesting that he thinks that the feds are going to be involved in this from the get-go, because that is a bad point for them to go. The feds, there's going to be a lot of other people that want to insert themselves in this dispute. Now, he does postulate, and I sort of agree with this part of it. They may try to hold off on forcible confiscation until after the election. And they count on, and you know, historically it's not a bad bet, but that's counting on the short the short memory of the voting populace, especially in Connecticut, because they're the ones that would re-elect Malloy, who would re-employ Lawler and all these other guys. This is presupposing the state enjoys big public support for their policy. The Democratic machine controlling Connecticut knows that gun owners are not friends of ours, and they know how easy it will be to paint law-breaking gun owners as public enemies. I don't know how that's going to go either. I don't necessarily agree with that point, because I think that's a very bad point to try to make. Gun owners are everybody. There are liberals that are owners. There are all kinds of people that are owners. Yeah. Now, from their point of view, the police will make sure that any gun confiscation mechanism they come up with is a complete success. And by that, that'll mean they're going to do everything possible to make sure they don't get killed or even fired upon. And then he makes a bad comparison. Okay, anybody that wants to compare what could happen in Connecticut to Ruby Ridge or Waco or to any singular event is missing very important of this. But he compares it to Bob Adams in New York, where they where the cops hard enough stepped Mr. Adams away from his home using speed and surprise and overwhelming force. So if the Connecticut chooses to make a symbolic collar, a symbolic arrest on somebody, they most likely, in his opinion, will do this when he's out away from the house, out away from his arsenal and all of his stuff, and they'll come rappelling down out of the helicopters and they'll surround him with the black SUV, and that's the way to go down. I don't agree with that. There's some people out there that are quite on edge. And it wouldn't take many of them. That's the thing that everybody gets out there and says, well, they got thousands of this and thousands of that. It wouldn't take very many people to completely disrupt them. Certainly less than 50. All you got to have is 50. Or less, and lots of monkey wrenches are being thrown into those works. The writer thinks that gun rights advocates and patriots would procrastinate like crazy and would not mount anything other than a legal rescue effort to spring the gun owners from prison. And he thinks that's just as well. The security surrounding the scoff laws will be extremely tight. But then he goes against his own point. This is what I don't understand. The fact of the arrests and their own perceived impotence in this will inflame gun owners in Connecticut as well as across the country. And then we're going to organize ourselves into militias. This is the cast. Now, a militia is an offensive. It's not a parrying, fall back, give ground sort of thing. It's a push forward. And the understands that. And citizen militias are not illegal. The government hates them with a passion undimmed. And when talk of putting gun rights turns to group preparation for our post-confiscation conflict, that's when the situation will start seriously ugly. Then we're going to be called things like domestic terrorists in relation to gun rights groups. The government will feel forced to respond to the threat actively. They will swoop down on militia leaders and do some wet work on web work, killing websites to prevent criminal communications. In the aftermath of these raids, the state will no doubt produce damning evidence of terrorist intent and a huge arsenal of guns and ammunition. Anyway, I've talked to some of these guys that actually organize some of this stuff, and they'll get out there and publicize everything they do. They'll have a Facebook page and a website and all this other stuff. They'll have a patch. All these other things. Why would you telegraph and give up operational security by saying, hey, look at me? Why would you do that? Now, here's what... Here's what I will point out to you. Let's say you roll up at an MRAP, and they're fixated on one house. Okay? In that sort of situation, depending on how long they wait on them and depending on what they do, say it's in a cul-de-sac. They're running a risk at that point because, first of all, they got to wait out the certified gun nut in their view. Then they got to worry about what's left, what's right, and what's behind. Because MRAPs aren't quite impressive, but MRAPs do go down. When I saw that, I just thought it was funny. Anyway, let me take a moment here and clear my throat. We'll be back on a Monday. This is Lawyer. I see you.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the air process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. And that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of this law should see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there's never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clearly shown to be 700 times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from the viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic. It emerges a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change as in headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991, the news groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about us. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. You put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds. Is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to infidelbodyarmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel pain?
Hey, welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Interesting question being asked in California right now, which that's the only state I know of that the Armatix IP1 smart gun has been put on counter for sale. How did that get approved by the California DOJ without micro-stamping? How did it make the safe roster without the micro-stamping? Now, supposedly, this started out as a story coming out of the Washington Post, where they wrongly reported a Southern California shooting facility was pioneering sale of so-called smart guns, but this was supposedly happening at the Oak Tree Gun Club, and, apparently, supposedly the owner of the place, James Mitchell, reported he was the only outlet in the country selling the Armatix IP1 prize gun. But Betsy Mitchell was talking to the gun rights, one of the gun rights examiners, and she said, "Our facility does not carry the Armatix pistol, never has," and this comment was taken out of context, and you can dug the Washington Post. Jane Mitchell is the owner of the Oak Tree Gun Club, which provides range services. The licensed firearms dealer on site is not James Mitchell, and the FFL dealer on site has not ever merchandised or sold this firearm and doesn't intend to carry this firearm. I'm very sorry for the confusion created by this article. That should be fairly good news for gun owners concerned that the popular Southern California shooting facility would be providing a beachhead for those trying to make smart guns mandatory through the federal law. Their disavowal should help a little bit to quell the need and anger expressed by those condemning them for taking a moment to just contact them and ask if the report was true. But back to the DOJ California roster, okay? There was an industry insider who contacted, and I'm not even sure which gun rights examiner this is. It might be Hoffman or it might be David Kodria. But rightfully so. In October 2013, supposedly this gun was placed on the roster as authorized. But it goes up against a certification that micro-stamping is now required for any hand sold per state. Be listed on the roster, a semi-automatic pistol be equipped with micro-stamping technology. And this was put there on in May of 2013, signed by Bureau of Firearms Chief Stephen J. Lindley for Attorney General, gosh, I'm pretty good-looking, Kamala D. Harris. Why does California have a department called the Bureau of Firearms? Have a Bureau of Tissue? Do they have a Bureau of Hubcaps? Why do they have a Bureau of Firearm? Now, if Armatix is if this handgun is included in their roster, where fourth generation Glocks are not, new Rubens are not, new Smith & Wesson M&Ps are not, then it would have micro stamp. But according to certain industry insiders who have looked very hard at the watch gun combo, it doesn't. The watch doesn't have a stamping either. Now, if they approve it, this is a little bit like Obama getting out there and saying, let's not obey Obamacare, which he's not. He pushed for a law, he passed a law, but now he's got things that are going against his narrative, so he needs to hold the law back. The Armatix IP1 is a smart gun, which is every civilian disarmament person wants out there. Not because they're worried about your safety. They don't care if somebody takes a gun and shoots you with it. They want to have a kill switch. Okay, that's what it's about. They want to have a kill switch. They want to have a kill switch for everything electronic. And if guns aren't electronic, well, gosh, we need to make them. So, I guess it goes along with the narrative that they're pushing. Now, the gun, as it is, comes with these exciting features. It is a 22 long rifle caliber, 10-round magazine, of course, 10 rounds. Electronic magazine disconnect. Different operating modes. I wonder if the electronic magazine disconnect has a little itty-bitty battery that goes bad and need to change your magazine rapidly because you're facing 11 opponents. What if it goes dead? It has different operating modes. No elaboration. I don't know what that means. An operating distance of up to 10 inches. That means from watch to gun. When I saw that the first time, I was like, so that means I've got to be 9 inches or closer to shoot somebody? Integrated grip and drop safety. Color-coded operating mode, patented mechatronic interface for additional applications. That means if you want to add a camera to it or maybe turn signals or, I don't know, hazard lights, maybe express scene, who knows. Color-coded, too. See, I have one of those oddball color blindness things. I see the world the way you would see a black and white TV, so it would be confused. Handy Armatex. And, of course, that resounding endorsement, it's been attested and approved by the ATF. Now, notice nowhere in there that there's any mention of micro-stamping. That's coming from the Armatex page. Now, if it doesn't, will it? And are they going to do it? They have that. You got to have that in order to have the trifecta of making sure everybody's safe. Right now, the California DOJ is being asked, when did this firearm first appear on the roster? Its current listing says it expires on October 4, 2014. Does this firearm incorporate micro stamping? This will prove to be troubling questions. Now, this industry source went to the source of the manufacture of the gun in Germany, and he found out that the pistol got DOJ approved on the 11th hour before the micro-stamping requirement clamped on, and there is no micro-stamping on the pistol at this time. I thought that everything was going to be retroactive. Isn't that the way they want to proceed? The gun dealer supposedly is not retailing this pistol. No one in the pistol's product engineering could speak to micro-stamping, and there was a language issue there. There probably isn't a stupid or a word for something as stupid in German as micro-stamping. So what we have found since then via the updates is that it was added to the roster October 23rd. Armatex is listed as an FFL, at the same address as Oak Tree. Ms. Mitchell, who denies they are, has been asked to comment this information. There are two FF licenses at the facility. One under California Gun Girls. One is for retail of firearm sales. The other is for reloading. the FFL obtained by Armatex was import FFL. Let's continue to unwind as we go along. I don't even know if anybody even bought one of these yet, and already it's embroiled in controversy. Which Glock was embroiled in controversy based upon a bunch of stupid lies. It was never made out of ceramic. Although maybe a Kevlar gun would be good in case somebody starts targeting your gun. That gives me a point to ponder. Let me sit here last time this hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about an Illinois Democratic congressional candidate that wants to ban even the passive defense systems. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Blue Force Gear. The same thing with Weapon Sling. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology, fully compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Extend your life with Clintovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendivite for my heart.
Heart Drop Extendivite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our site, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures column quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen, the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills mold, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gas. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odor. Make quality stainless steel. Our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and retemper your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. For you to breathe clearly again, 877-605-9200.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Office has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? It sounds like snake oil. Is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1901 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 800-313-9443. After Sandy Hook, I saw a lot of people wanting to buy children ballistic-plated backpacks. I mean, the University of Maryland wrongfully buy ballistic whiteboards. But body armor, which is important, is meant to be a second chance. It is not in and of itself a means of defense. And it only works if you shot in the body armor. Well, that set of limitations is apparently not enough. There's two Illinois Democrats who hope to replace U.S. Representative Randy Hultgren, who has a decent record on gun rights, to represent the 14th Congressional District located west of Chicago. And it offers gun owners there distinct options. Openly rabid anti-gun. and slightly less openly rabid anti-gun. So we're going to start with the slightly less, and that is Josta. He's the more conservative candidate. Do you actually want to use this word here? Who told the Herald's editorial board that he was pro-gun. Okay? So how pro-gun is he? I don't see a little legislation against handguns and guns. I do believe in the Second Amendment. That should not be infringed upon. I do believe those guns should be made in this country. You have to have legislation to encourage that. So what kind of legislation would encourage a lack of foreign-made firearms? Import guns, I guess, or tariffs? He's pro-gun. Yeah, that's him. He also said, I know that a lot of people are very nervous about assault weapons or semi-automatic firearms. I want to make sure that people who have these type of weapons are sportsmen. I do think those people should be given the right. So now we're setting up a class of people. A regular person who doesn't want to compete or doesn't want to hunt with it can't have it. A lot of people are very nervous about them, but they're taught to be. And our rights, unfortunately for them, are trampled by irrational fear of an object. What does he mean? He wants people who own assault weapons to be sportsmen. I want the people that own M1A tanks to be sportsmen. Do these guys, are they going to have to throw like an 8-mile-per-hour fastball or run the 40-yard dash in 4-4? And people should be given the right to own effective fighting arms. So, and of course, he supports universal background checks. And this is the pro-gun guy. Dan Anderson disagrees with Hostig, thus giving the governors of the 14th District of Illinois a choice about whether or not assault weapons, high-capacity magazines, body armor, rights guaranteed by the Constitution. I'm not sure why people need body armor unless they are planning something untoward. And I'm not sure an individual citizen would require a 50-caliber rifle. They may be fun to shoot, but I think they can be accommodated in ways of private ownership. So if you are going to infidel body armor, which I hope you are, and if you're buying body armor from them, apparently you have something untoward in your reading for buying it. And, you know, what body armor does, by the way, it, if you're hit in the body armor, that means that you survive a shooting. And 50-caliber accommodation, how's that going to work? Are we going to be able to roll onto military posts and go, no, I don't have a clearance, and no, I don't have authorization to be here. I'm here to shoot the 50-caliber rifles. Make them available to me. Expect this accommodation. Why am I shooting them? I just want to have fun with them. Now, if Anderson wins the primary, in Illinois we will have two Dick Durbins. Or maybe a Dick Durbin light and a Dick Durbin regular. I don't know. Anderson would be the second Illinois congressman advocating a body armor ban. Now, as contemptible as people who would get out there and push law restricting who can have a gun, what kind of gun it can be, where it can be taken, how much ammunition it can hold, when you get out there and you start banning passive defense measures like body armor, they're demanding that people, I guess, be perforated by every bullet that comes your way, I guess. Getting out there and banning passive defense for people is as loathsome as it can be. And to what end is that? Okay, the L.A. shooters, remember the 1993 shootout in L.A.? They wore body armor. Yes, they did. And they had illegally converted AKs. Yes, they did. And they tore up the LAPD. Yes, they did. It's one of them. And these guys were walking around in the open. I don't know about you. And I don't know what degree they were armored up, I have to confess. But I don't know about you, but if I hit a guy three or four times center mass and he just sort of goes, I'm going to be looking at his shins and his knees, neck, and a bunch of other things. I don't think they were wearing IOT. I don't see the collars on them, but I haven't taken a good look at their picture. But then one of them kills himself by shooting himself in the head. They weren't armored on the head. And for some reason, nobody took that shot. Oh, yeah, they did say James Holmes was, he was armored up. Of course, he wasn't. He wasn't armored up. He did have on a gas mask, which was a handicap. But I think there was a schematic going around. It started with the Huffington Post, where in the schematic, he was wearing an IOTV. Whoa. And somehow or other, with this IOTV on and with this gas mask and with all this body armor that restricted everything but his joints, he managed to walk in there, get the drop on with three weapons.
Yeah.
And completely illuminated from behind by a backlit screen in the smoke as the, you know, the silhouette of somebody in the dark with a backlight behind you in the smoke is quite sharp. Not all blurry or anything. It's quite sharp. Next time you go to the movies, when inevitably some child gets up and thinks they're going to, I don't know, dance and scream, look at that silhouette closely and see how sharp that is. Because it's a soft light coming off the screen. It's not a flaring light. It's a reflective light. And this is why they use that in photography, to enhance features. So that silhouette would be nice and sharp. And those gas masks, oh, they do have a silhouette. But we would restrict a passive defense system, which to me is defeating in and of itself. First of all, most of these things, you can't wear them without being seen. Even the police who wear them under their shirts. If you think every one of those guys that's running around wearing body armor, if you look at him, say, that guy's well built. He's wearing body armor. Some of them wear it outside because then they can utilize pouches and everything. Those guys are the ones that are actually thinking. I would utilize the vest as a load-bearing equipment if I were in the position. But, having said that, you got one guy that's already in office and two guys that want to get in office. They want a ban thing that hurts nobody. What's next? Let's go into the next hour. It continues. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.